The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, back to school means back to the routine. And with that, the routine might bring a little more consciousness of saving that extra penny where you can. But of course, we've come through a period of huge inflation and high costs, which makes it all the more difficult to do that. Nicola Barton, features reporter with the Irish Sun and host of Tis Yourself podcast, joins me now with expert top tips. Morning, Nicola. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
These tips to save money, what have you got for us?
Well, first of all, I'd like to point out I'm not a money expert. I'm just someone who is always broke. So I am now learning how to save some money myself. Now, I don't have kids, but I have been asking my friends with kids. And the number one thing they said to me was secondhand everything. Uniforms, books, everything. Because if it's not the books they have to write on, you know, the in primary school, you don't use them after a year. So they're swapping with friends who have a kid of a younger age or whatever. And even uniforms, you know, with kids, that jumper doesn't last very long. I know they have crests on them. They're so expensive. So they're saying, find another parent who's maybe in the year ahead of you, or local Facebook groups. Brilliant. I'm not a fan of Facebook, but local Facebook groups are amazing for finding stuff and swapping stuff with other parents.
And then buggies, of course, bicycles, toys, skateboards, the amount of stuff.
Honestly, there's a group I'm part of. It's called Zero Waste Free Cycle, and it is based all around Ireland. And you put up, I'm in search of, or you can put up stuff that you have, and you just give it away for free, or you swap. So I've gotten rid of couches. I've gained couches. You know, you get bikes. You can get anything you want on there. It's just people who are like, right, all my kids are out of school. There's 7 books here from third class to sixth year. Why do I need them? Instead of throwing them out and throwing them in the bin when some parent could benefit.
They used to do this thing. I spent some time in San Francisco years ago, and they used to do this thing where on a certain day of the week, you would put out stuff outside the house that you didn't want anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, perfectly serviceable stuff, mm-hmm. but people would then just drive around and go, oh, a couch, I'll take that. And so it wasn't a bad old system.
No, and I've seen people do that in different countries, and occasionally you'll see it in Dublin, but the problem is our weather, that, you know, you leave out something that's gorgeous at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. it's completely destroyed. So these Facebook groups are kind of like the alternative for that. And like, there's a website called schooldays.ie. They have second hand books as well, so you can go on and buy stuff for cheaper there as well.
What about day-to-day bills? The fuel, the electricity, shopping, all of that?
Well, like, that is our biggest problem, isn't it? Because you get paid monthly and all your, you know, you've set your direct debits to come out at the start of the month, and then suddenly you've got 12 euros to last you until next month, and you're like, how can I do this? My biggest thing, so I was looking up at places like switcher.ie, and they were saying the prices of stuff. So I didn't realise how expensive things, like, I knew the dryer is bad and the dishwasher is bad. But like, to use your washing machine once is around 55 cent. To use your dryer, it's 1.95 per spin. So if you think about that, your washing machine, 55 cent, it all adds up. But if you're putting your dryer on for €2, essentially, add that up. If you do that,
you know. Doing the pair is 2.50 a throw then.
Yeah. Like, think about that. How many times do you do that a week? You're saying, oh, I'm just doing it for the towels.
So live in filth and squalor is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying get a lovely clothes horse for like €9 in Tesco. And I know it'll take longer to dry, but these things add up. People say, oh, those changes don't mean much. But actually, if you add them up every single week, you'd use it 3 times a week. That's €6. And like, who couldn't use that €6 on something else and then add that up over the year? Then there's small changes like, you know, washing your clothes at 30 degrees, washing them at nighttime. Like last night.
Does that make that big a difference, the temperature settings?
Yeah, massive. So apparently something like 80% of the bill has actually gone on heating the washing machine. It's actually not gone on using the electricity itself. So every time you turn it down a notch, that saves loads and loads of money. And like, I was kind of rolling my eyes at some of these tips now when I was looking them up going, really, how can it? But actually, like, even your thermostat on your heating, turn that down by at least 1 degree. By 1 degree, can bring it up to save up to 10% on your bills. So like every single month, like, it doesn't hurt to do these things for a month. See, is there any big changes? And like, your clothes horse and your line are free. I know the weather's not great, but like, when you get that little bit of winter sun, stick everything out there.
If heating the water is that expensive, what about the 25-minute shower before you go to work?
Now, this is the bane of my life. Who takes a 25-minute shower? I'm sorry. The thought of that. Look, stick on your Spotify, right? 2 songs, out. Like, what are you doing in there? Singing your heart's content.
Would you go so far as, you know, the Navy shower where you turn it on, get yourself coated in water, turn it off, then do all the scrubbing, then rinse?
Well, I feel if I did that, I'd have to have the heating on, which would defeat the purpose because I'd be freezing solid. I just do it. I'm trying to do it in less than 5 minutes. And baths, obviously, people love a bath, and you know, but they suck up so much more energy and so much more water and heating as well. So like, 5 minute shower. What else do you need? Get in, wash the hair, scrub yourself, get out.
What about the Victorian approach of the entire family using the one bath?
Oh my God, you remember those days? Like, that worked. We all did it as kids. Like, I wouldn't do it now, I'm going to be honest. But a very easy way to save yourself is to shower at the gym. or a shower at work. Like, that's saving you. Use the hair dryers in the, that's gone. Do that a couple of times a week. Great.
So you do have to pay for the gym membership though.
Yeah, but what if, work it out over the year, like, go to a nice cheap gym.
Although you make a good point about work. If there's a shower in work,
yeah,
that's
work.
Not a bad out saving. Pass it on to your employer. What about food bills?
Food bills. So like, the thing I've noticed is at the end of the week, I'm throwing out things. I'm throwing out, I have an extra pepper that I wasn't using. There's mushrooms that are gone off or whatever. Or the other thing is, like, who the person I live with, she will say, like, you know, oh, look, this is best before, I better throw it out. Best before does not mean it has to be used by. That can be used for, depending on what it is, up to like 5 days afterwards. So don't be throwing something out just because it says best before today's date. You end up wasting money. And
you want to do that
food.
Carefully, though. If it's, for instance, chicken, maybe go with what it says on
chicken,
the back.
Yeah, good thing a vegetarian, so don't have to worry about that. But the rest of you, please, yeah, be careful with your meat. But for other things like, you know, like your veg, you know, stuff like that. If a broccoli says that it's best before today, it can still be used for days afterwards. Use by is the one where you have to throw it out. In terms of other stuff, like, use the slow cooker, use the air fryer. They're much more cost friendly than an oven. An oven, every time you use it, is about €1 for an hour's use. So, you know, using the air fryer, slow cooker, even though a slow cooker is like could be 8 hours, it's so much more cheaper than using your oven.
I remember talking to a retailer once who explained to me that they said that waste was hugely profitable for them, because what they would do is they would put an apple out on the shelf, and when the apple began to look a little aged, they'd take it and slice it up and put it in fruit salad. Then when it began to go a little bit brown, they'd take it in and blend it and put it back out as a smoothie. And then when the smoothie started to look a bit ropey, they'd take it and they'd put it in some kind of curry and cook it. And you'd get 3 weeks out of the one apple. I thought it was a good principle to go by. What about big bills? When birthdays come round, when Christmas comes round?
Christmas, I got a great tip from somebody the other day. You know, the deposit scheme that we're all doing, and, you know, the bane of our lives going down with the big black bag, and you think it's going to be worth €200 and it's €7.99 or whatever you get back. Saving all those receipts, they're going to add up every single time you get it. Bring towards Christmas. Then Christmas, we're in September now. So if you've got 3.5 months essentially before you're doing your big Christmas shop, add them all up and you have this little fund that you didn't even realise that you had. Like every single time you could be getting €2 or €3, all adds up. Also, if you can spare a little bit of money, you know, every month or every week, there are so many deals out now that can actually be held over for Christmas. Things like, I was in Tesco yesterday, the celebrations, the roses, they're currently on sale for €6. They're all with the club card. So you could buy them now, stock them in the fridge.
And nobody's that organised. Nobody's
organised.
Well,
they are now because they're listening, Anton. They're listening now and they're thinking, you know what, I'll get some of them for the granny. That'll save me a bit of money. Get the big trays of, you know, minerals. There's 24 7-ups currently in Tesco for €9. Put them in the shed. Put them under the bed. You don't need them now, but you'll need them Christmas.
They're my Christmas 7-ups under
exactly.
The bed.
Exactly. Who doesn't love a Christmas 7-up?
Somebody's raising the issue of hair drying. So a hair dryer, I assume, is what it's about. It's probably about 2,800 watts, 3,000 watts. It takes, what, 3 minutes to do long hair, would it? Four?
I'm sorry.
Five?
Are you joking?
How long does it take to dry hair?
To dry hair. This morning I was drying my hair for 15 to 20 minutes.
My God.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
And I don't have long hair. I'm quite thin hair.
Did you work out how much it cost you?
No, I'm going to have to work that out now, Anton. It's going to
a good crew cut. You'd save a fortune.
Yes, but I would have no love life. This face cannot hold a crew cut.
If you missed any of those tips and you want to have a listen back, you can, of course, go on the News Talk app powered by GoLight or just search on newstalk.com. Our conversation with Nicola and all of our items are uploaded after the show. That is Nicola Barton, features reporter with the Irish Sun.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.